News, I'm Liz Pelka. Worldwide demonstrations calling for climate change action are happening in cities around the world.
No borders, no nations, no gas power stations. No borders, no nations.
Those chants could be heard on the streets of London, where thousands of protesters demanded world leaders take urgent action to avert an environmental catastrophe. Organizers predict Friday's protest to be the largest ever demonstration decrying the man-made causes of a warming planet. They began across Asia, where hundreds of thousands of students and others took to the streets ahead of a United Nations summit on the issue. The protests later spread to Africa, Europe, the U.S. and beyond. Swedish teenage activist Greta Thunberg helped inspire the protests. And as AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports, she can't believe the response.
Everything had just blown out of proportion.
That 16-year-old Greta Thunberg, amazed at the crowds that have come out to take a stand on climate change.
This could only be a fantasy. I would never have predicted or believed that this was going to happen.
But she also tells the AP she's realistic.
It won't change everything, but it's such a strong message.
Shelley Antler, Washington.
The Zimbabwean doctor whose disappearance sparked off a wave of doctors' protests across the country has reappeared alive. VOA Zimbabwe Services Live Talk program spoke to Dr. Peter Mogombayi, who is the president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association. The doctor said he could not remember exactly what happened to him or how he ended up where he was found. He tells VOA more about what he last remembers. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump treated Australia.